Them.
Chapter 2. Birth. Third Street between 2nd Avenue and the Bowery, late summer 1985. It was a full moon the last night of August 1985. My mother told my father to turn the video camera on because the baby was coming. It was sticky hot outside, the kind of air you can feel. She waded uptown through warm pudding to a swimming pool in Hell's Kitchen. 2 weeks before, belly the size of a basketball, she had posed in a bikini at the Russian Baths for a young photographer who told her that swimming was the best thing to loosen up her hips for birth. My mother had been swimming every day since. Sounds travel differently in the summer. Horns are sharper, screams pierce, and catcalls work double time, trailing swinging booty shorts for blocks. In the mid-80s, streetlights on 9th Avenue winked on and off over sidewalks cluttered with garbage, the carts of fruit vendors and the splayed bodies of crackheads hugging the cement, sharp ribs laid bare in the heat. Three lanes of headlights cut through the darkness, making Dick Tracy comic books out of countless shady instances, deals and doorways, pupils dilated from 1,000 synthetic euphorias, uptown kids in Brooks Brothers and pearl earrings who thought coming to Hell's Kitchen was coming downtown to cop. The beams backlit a fleet of muscle-bound tranny hookers, teetering back and forth on 6-inch heels between $20 tricks. They carried box cutters in their garters in case tonight was the night some dumb motherfucker decided to let his Jesus guilt get the better of him after coming on their miniskirt. At nearly 6 feet tall and broad in the shoulders, her eyes raw from the chlorine, Rona was perfectly camouflaged within the local wildlife. They invented the word glamazon for women like my mother. Grace Jones had the same severity and stature. Mix one part unicorn, three parts thunderstorm, two parts wounded bull, and you'd have an approximation of the vibe my mother gives off. A wild tiger would be at a disadvantage in a fight. Bleach blonde hair sliced at her chin, eyes crystal blue. Her head is carved for the shoulder pad look, all bones and lines. Her face anchored by a Greco-Roman nose that dives into crimson lips, full and finely drawn, over ivories so impressive we call them her piano keys.